I'm Brittany McDowell, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of our PAC Politics Podcast. If you don't know, our podcast is brought to you by our organization, our United Resource PAC, which is, by the way, a tax-exempt political organization. On today's show, we are focusing on recurring stimulus payments, and this is because one in three Americans has struggled, quite frankly, to meet basic living expenses in the last 3 months. You're listening to another episode of our PAC Politics Podcast. It's about that time for the next episode. Some of you may have heard that there are lawmakers out there who are advocating for recurring stimulus payments. And I pose the question to you, are lawmakers pushing for recurring stimulus payments? The answer to that would be yes. Now, let me clarify, okay? You have lawmakers that are pushing for this fourth round of stimulus, and effectively what they want to make this fourth round is recurring payments until the pandemic is technically over. Technically, like, we have a hard definition of what over means, and we can quantify what over will look like. And they want this select few group of lawmakers, they want this, they're pushing for this because one in three Americans literally cannot meet their basic living expenses, like, recently, within the last 3 months. And this is, you know, coming from the Kaiser Family Foundation, a poll that they did back in February. This really speaks to the fact that there are people that are still hurting, people that need help. Yes, we are coming out of the COVID pandemic. Yes, things are looking brighter, right? We're all relishing and reveling in the news that, oh my gosh, if I've been vaccinated, I can take my mask off and I can literally breathe again. But a lot of people cannot breathe financially. And when we think about literally just stopping aid for people who, quite frankly, depend on the aid, whether it be in the form of unemployment or various tax credits and subsidies that people are getting that they didn't get before, there is serious risk with literally just stopping. Now, I'm not saying that things need to go on indefinitely, but you'd be lying to yourself and to others to think that there are not more optimal times than others to actually stop, right? It's like when you're driving on a freeway, there is an optimal time to come to a stop, you know, such as when you're actually exiting the freeway. That's more of an optimal time than just like slamming on the brakes in the middle of a wide open freeway that's flowing pretty well, right? And, you know, for some people, this might be a shock, but the one-time stimulus checks, even though, you know, people received stimulus checks if they did qualify them, even though they received multiple stimulus checks, those one-time checks, for most people, they did not last long. For most people, they were literally gone almost as quickly as they came, right? As quickly as those funds were deposited into their account, the funds were gone, right? As quickly as they cashed that check or used that card that the government gave them with their stimulus, that money was gone. So this idea that people are living high on the hog and they have, you know, this newfound high quality of life that they don't deserve, that's quite frankly not true for a majority of people who, quite frankly, still need help despite the aid that they've received to this point. There are not millions of lawmakers who support recurring monthly stimulus payments. So I want to make that clear, even though, you know, technically there aren't millions of lawmakers, right? But there are not large swaths of our political elite that support recurring stimulus payments. Guys, we're only talking about in the Senate, okay? We are only talking about 21 senators. And out of those 21, you know how many of them are Democrats? All of them are Democrats. Not one Republican supports this. I mean, I would think over the last year, year plus, it really is obvious to you that they wouldn't sign on to anything like this, right? But we only have 21 people in the Senate who are advocating for recurring monthly stimulus payments. So yes, while this is a thing that is actually being talked about, I want to make it very clear that if you've been sold this lie of large support, bipartisan support, even again, a significant large amount of support from even just Democrats, that's simply not the case. Okay. Yes, there is traction that is being gained, but not enough, right? We literally have only had these 21 Democrats sign a letter back in March to the president, basically saying, "Hey, Mr. President, we support recurring monthly stimulus payments." Outside of that, we have no mas. So the answer to the question is yes, there are lawmakers pushing for recurring stimulus payments. However, it is just a small group. So don't get your hopes up. Today's resource that I am sharing is a resource that we have mentioned and promoted several times on our podcast before. What it is an official government tool that will help you confirm if the IRS and Treasury have sent your economic impact payment, your stimulus check. But in addition to that, it will also let you know the method by which they sent it, how they sent it, if they sent a direct deposit, and if you didn't get it, maybe it went into a wrong account. And if that's the case, it will also inform you of what will happen. Maybe they mailed you a check and it's in the mail and you know, your mail just, who knows, right? But if I don't have that information, but this tool does, it again is an official government tool. To get access to it, if you want, if you look in the description box of this episode, you will find a link to join our mailing list. We will not spam you. Our mailing list is an awesome way to keep in contact with us. But most importantly, it's an awesome way to get access to this tool. It's great, again, for you if you have not yet received your economic impact payment, as well as other people. It might be something that you want to get access to, so that way you can share it with them. The resource also does mention the other kind of option that some people are going to have when it comes to actually getting your economic impact payment. Some people will get checks. Some people will get direct deposits. Some people who are eligible will end up having to utilize a tax credit. If you want more information, not just on how you'll get your payment, if you'll get it when, you also, you know, might want to get information on this tax credit, which this tool will also provide you information on. So again, if you look in the description box below, click the link to join our email list. You'll just have to give us your name, your email address, and as soon as you sign up, we'll get you a welcome email. And then, like, within a few seconds after that, you'll get the email with access to this resource. So you can find that in the description box below. I hope the resource is of benefit to you or someone you know. All right, so that is our podcast episode for today, Wednesday, March 19th. If you were wondering where Monday's episode was, we were off, and so hello for the first time this week. I hope you walk away from today's episode understanding that yes, there are lawmakers who are pushing for recurring monthly stimulus payments. However, it is not a significant number. Even though I guess you could say any number who would support this is significant, it's not significant enough in terms of the numbers required to actually see progress of any type happen on this issue. So take that knowledge, walk away from today's show, and I hope you have a good rest of your day. Please be safe. COVID is real. Things are improving, but they are not perfect. They'll never be, but we've seen better days, and better days are ahead of us. But you know, you got to live to the better days, right? You've got to get there, and you can only do that if you continue to take COVID seriously, protect yourself, protect your family. We're making gains, but we've got to do it together, one day at a time, one step at a time. Yeah, so have a good day, and again, thank you for listening to this episode of our PAC Politics Podcast. You know.